How we doing? Yeah? You guys are like rocking and rolling. You're not tired from finals at all. I see it. My temptation was to just like, you know, toss you a few spiritual bromides, you know, just softballs. But then I look and I see the desire in your eyes for nothing less than the truth. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth. So, I want to talk to you about that, okay? And maybe your spiritual life is a little bit like this chapel, so we've got a few leaks, all right? Maybe you're at the end of the semester, you've got a few leaks because you've been under duress and stress and all that stuff. That's fine, okay? That's fine. Like, we'll fix the leaks. The Lord will fix things in your life as long as you have the essential things in place. Okay? So I want that to be known. It's actually a really important image in the sense that if the essential things are in place, it's fine that there's a few things that need to be fixed. All right? So, you know, we came in and there was water coming in, but all the essential things in this chapel are here present and they're fine. And so too in your spiritual life, if you have the Lord at the center, okay? Because then the other stuff can be dealt with. And I want to say that, especially as you transition away from this school year into the next phase of your existence. Some of you, it's graduation. Some of you, it's summertime. It is a time to be very intentional and aware spiritually, okay? Because what can happen so often is because of all the structures that are kind of built into your life around here, a solid schedule, right? You kind of know what you need to be about. You have opportunities that are easy for you to engage in spiritually. You have friends who you get to do that together with and you get to sharpen each other, right? As iron sharpens iron, right? So one man sharpens another. So another believer sharpens another. All right, so all of those things are in place. And then tomorrow or the next day or the next day, all of it goes away. And it's dramatic and it's drastic. And so forewarned is forearmed in the spiritual life. Get ready for the transition. And it's okay if it's bumpy. That is totally fine. It's just that we have to have the essential things in the right place. And the essential things are always very fundamental and simple. We pray. We make time for the Lord. We allow him to form our hearts through that prayer. And then we go forth and we serve, right? We give away the gifts that we've been given. All of that you've heard me say before. So I'm not going to repeat that stuff. What I want to talk to you tonight about is what we will celebrate in 10 days' time. Not this Sunday. We celebrate the Ascension, at least in this diocese. Okay? We celebrate the Ascension. And then the following Sunday is what? Pentecost. Pentecost, the coming of the Spirit. And Jesus has been speaking about the Spirit in the daily Gospels leading up to where we're going. And so he's been talking. And yesterday he said, it is better for you that I go, because if I don't go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, won't come. And I preached about that yesterday. It's better that Jesus leaves. Like Jesus says, it's better for me to not be physically, humanly present to you all. Because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit can't come. Think about that for just a second. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have Jesus physically present, humanly present, right here, right now? And we'd all be like, yeah, that'd be amazing. I mean, I would know exactly what he wanted from me. I would be able to relate to him that way. And Jesus says, no, it's better that I go because the Spirit will come. So who is the Spirit? Well, there's so much to say there, but let's just focus it on the gospel tonight. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. And Jesus says in John 8:32, the truth shall set you free. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth who sets us free. Free from lies. The truth is always the opposite of lies. The Holy Spirit is always the one who undoes the lies that the evil one sows for us. And Jesus calls him the father of lies, the devil. And there's so many lies that we can get ensnared by. Lies about who God is, lies about who we are, and those are probably the most insidious because we believe them and we believe a lie. St. Augustine talks about lies, or he says, the truth is reality, so a lie, therefore, is a non-reality. And if you believe a non-reality, you're believing in nothing. But we can believe that so much, and we can believe lies about ourselves so much that we believe that we are nothing. And none of that is true. And so Jesus breathes out his Holy Spirit. He sends his Holy Spirit to lead us into the truth, especially the truth about who God is and the truth about who we are. And the truth about who God is revealed, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Don't believe for a second anyone who questions that. And I'll leave it at that. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit revealed by the Spirit of truth. But then that love that the Father has for each one of us is the truth that has to be foundational for our lives. That we believe that more than anything else because it comes from the God who is truth. Even if everything in our hearts says, no, not that. I've given that up. I'm not worthy of that. I do this and it doesn't coincide with the love that God has for me. I don't deserve this. Reject it all. It's all lies. The Father loves you. He knows you. He loves you. Not in spite of your sins. He loves you. And he loves you enough to call you forth into the freedom of the children of God, as St. Paul says. So the Spirit reminds us who God is, the Father, the Son who gives his life, the Spirit who breathes that freedom into us. Then he reminds us who we are, that we are meant to live in a loving and living relationship with that divine life. St. Paul drops a great line in the reading tonight. In him we live and move, and have our being. Man, if we could live like that, that we live in God, in him we live and move, right? Because God is active, and so he moves us in our lives. He directs our actions, and we have our being in him, always in him. And that's the message I want to leave with you tonight as we end basically this school year with this liturgy. Although there's Mass tomorrow, it's that you are called to live in God. Don't try to do it apart from him. Don't believe for a second that you can, because you can't. And the culture says it in so many ways. You know, do it your own way. Live it your own way. Make that choice. Do it for yourself. Throw off all the old traditions of your parents and your grandparents. Carve out your own existence. And friends, all that does is lead to slavery. And all you need to do is look to your left and your right and watch and see it in people around you who are trying to do that. And maybe all you need to do is look in the mirror and see it in yourself and say, yeah, that's not working out, is it? Reject it. You're not meant to live that lie. You're meant to live the truth. And the truth is you find your very being in God, through him and with him and in him. And that truth leads to freedom. And that freedom leads to joy. And that joy, as Jesus says in the Gospel of John, is meant to be complete in you. So prepare your hearts, yeah, for the transition. Forewarned is forearmed in the spiritual life. Get ready to fight off some lies. Fight them with the truth that you are loved, the truth that you are known by God, the truth that he is always with you, always communicating his love and his life to you. The truth that he gives himself to you in the Eucharist, in the Word, and in his Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Live that truth. Live strongly in that truth. And know that great freedom that only Jesus provides.